What's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In last week's episode, I promised to talk about gas release in sharks, or more prominently put, about farting and burping in sharks. Sharks do it the same way like any other animals, but it's something that has not really been observed until now. I published a paper on this issue a few months back, so if you'd like to read upon it in more detail, just drop me a note through Let's Talk Shark and I'll send you the paper. Okay, let's start with the basics of what both entail. Both have to do with gas production that is caused by digestion. But that gas would hardly be noticed if gas would not expand. So how can gas expand? Well, if you're a diver, you're aware of Boyle's law? If not, then let me quickly explain it to you. Take a balloon, for example, and fill it with any type of gas. So if you then take the balloon and submerge it, it gets smaller and smaller the deeper you get, and vice versa. The more you ascend, the larger it gets again. So gas gets compressed by the increased water pressure and vice versa. The same is true if you increase or decrease temperature around the balloon, but the volume differences would not be that obvious, or at least not that quick. But you can try. Put a candle under a balloon. The balloon gets bigger. If you put the balloon in a refrigerator, it gets smaller again. I will spare you with the details of how much pressure increase per depth amount occurs. Just the deeper you go, the smaller the volume. As long, of course, you have to have like a wall of this balloon that is flexible. If you take a tank, like for scuba diving, of course, you do not see a difference in the tank because, well, it's steel or aluminium. Anyway, let's assume now that the shark makes some kill and starts to digest right away. While breaking down all the proteins, fats, and carbs, the shark produces digestive gases the same way we do. These gases may remain rather small in volume, depending on the composition of the foods and, of course, the volume of the food, and may sooner or later leave the body together with the feces. But what happens with that gas if the shark decides to quickly ascend because it saw something, for example, right below the surface? The gas would start to expand and may reach such a volume that the only way to get rid of it is through either farting or then burping. A shark that ascends has its head normally higher than its stomach, so chances are that a burp or burps will happen, and less so, of course, that it farts. Or should the shark level out below the surface and get in a horizontal position, the increased gas volume might then just be released through a fart, as long, of course, as these bubbles are sort of in the back of the digestion system. So that's the basic idea and mechanism. So could it be a problem if a shark could not release these gases when ascending? Yes. It could be a huge problem because the shark may have then positively buoyancy. That means even if it doesn't do anything, it keeps ascending. So that's kind of a problem if the shark really just wants to hover in a certain depth or just swim in a certain depth. Have you ever heard that sand tiger sharks, which are also called raggies down in South Africa or grainers in Australia, actually swim to the surface, gulp air, and then descend back to the depth they started from, and then are down there are completely neutral? You heard it? Yeah. If not, well, that's a really, really neat thing. And although we just know it from sand tiger, chances are that other sharks may do something similar. So being neutral also means that the shark can then basically stand in the water without moving forward. But as soon as the sharks then ascend or just want to hover in a shallower area, they have to get rid of the gases again. Now, let me quickly switch from sharks to bony fishes. Do you remember how cartoons of fish are often drawn? They are presented with air bubbles coming out of their mouth, right? So these bubbles originate from the gas they have in their gas bladder, an organ that helps to hover, which sharks don't possess. Should such a fish now live in a pond and the sun shines into it, the water gets warmer, So the gas expands, and as a reaction, the fish starts to burp, same way as the shark would. So as advanced as this gas bladder system bony fishes may be, there are also some limitations. Generally, there are two systems that bony fishes can have. They either have a gas bladder that is connected to the intestines, or that connection is missing. If the connection exists, then the gas is an easy way to get out of the bladder. But if such a connection does not exist, then the fish can't easily ascend beyond a few meters because the gas cannot release that quickly. And the closer the fish lives to the surface, the more the volume of the bladder changes. So differently put, if the connection is missing, the fish is limited in its hunting strategies, since if a prey is aware that the predator can't really follow the prey up the water column due to expansion of the gases, which cannot be quickly released, this gives the prey a good chance to escape. Okay? Makes sort of sense, right? So back to the sharks. Since sharks don't have gas bladders, they are not limited to a certain depth, but can chase their prey from the deep into the shallows without problem as long as they can burp and fart. When I first noticed that, what happened, I was kind of surprised. Surprised why? Because there has been so much work done on digestion in sharks, but nobody, except one scientist who made such an observation in an aquarium, has ever touched the release of gases among sharks. But you know, I'm not really surprised about that, since so many of my publications deal with never before seen or described behaviors among sharks, and that is only because hardly anybody, my colleagues, dives with sharks on a regular basis. Okay, so I hope you have now a little idea when it comes to burping and farting in sharks or similar thing in bony fish. So next time, yeah, just watch. Maybe you see it. It's really something. Okay, so that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun. Enjoy the moment and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.